If you need a mind mapping or a concept mapping application, you've got a binning range of products to choose from, range of functionalities and a range of costs too, from the free through to the quite expensive. Apps boundaries like Poplet could be bent towards producing mind maps. So the one that I want to talk about now is at the simplest end of the spectrum, but actually simplicity is the key as far as I'm concerned, because very often students, when presented with a whole host of features, get lose track of what they're actually trying to achieve and what they're using the mind map for in the first place, and get distracted by all the functionality and all the pretty. So text to mind map, that's text with a digit to mind map, gets around a lot of that, because you don't need any artistic flair in order to be able to create the mind map in the first place. The whole point is to focus on the ideas which generate the nodes within the map. And it's easy to do because it's all textually based. You simply enter a list and then indent the nodes as they become sub topics of the main topic. So the example that's on the site, the months of the year, that's the central theme of the map. And then you type in spring, summer, autumn, and winter and indent them. There's an indent tool, or you can use the tab key on your keyboard. And that indenting makes them subtopics. Then you can take each one in turn, and underneath those subtopics, start to create the subtopics within that. So for spring, summer, autumn, and winter, the subtopics will be January, February, March, etc. Actually creating a mind map using text-to-mind map is by automatically by the system from the list that you've just created. You have some degree of flexibility in the look and feel. You can change the font color and the font size, and you can change the colors, and you can change the lines and the way that they look. You can also change the way that the mind map works on the screen, although text-to-mind map pretty much looks after the layout for you, so that things don't get all entangled and you get things crossing over one another or all bunched up in a corner. Once you've done all that and you have your mind map looks, you can download it as a PDF or PNG. And all this is without registering. Though if you want to save your mind map and work on it later, you can create an account, which is just based on an email address, and then you can save it and come back to it later on. There's no embed